Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Succeed in having money without God. That needs to be a foundation. And I've said this again and again, you know, sometimes we have lots of people who argue without understanding the depth of things. That in real situation of things, you really don't need God to make money. That's the truth. Alright? But there are dimensions of finance that you need a spiritual backing. Because money is a weapon, it's a defense. One who will wield such must have his allegiance to an entity. And the reason for that allegiance is so that the entity can control what is done with the money. You see, the issue of corruption in Nigeria is beyond PVC. And I've said this again and again. If PVC is all that is needed, Buhari should not be in power. He didn't win. Simple. So it's beyond. You see, there are forces that guarantees that nobody succeeds in certain environments. There are forces that tries to make people small. And that's the truth. It has to be understood. You have to understand it. All right? And the reason why, as believers, we need more trained people in terms of Bible knowledge is so we don't look like a fool. If you are saying that you need money is a sign that God endorses a man, somebody who is selling drugs, who is cutting corners and making the money will just be laughing and say, these ones don't know what they are saying. And that's the truth. You have to understand that. There was a man in the Bible that scripture alluded to the fact that he was rich, but also scripture alluded to the fact that he was a fool. So a fool can be rich. That's the truth. A fool can be wealthy. Alright? In fact, in the book of 2 Samuel, there was another guy, his name is Nabal, he's a fool, but he has a good wife. A fool can have a good wife. So sometimes good women marry fools, because they make foolish decisions. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? So, it's very simple. Understand this. You don't need the Holy Ghost to have the best car on the road. That's the truth. And all these things people are chasing. I want to buy that kind of car. I want to buy this kind of car. Oh boy. Check now. When there's hold up, all your kind of cars are there. You better don't kill yourself. Don't what? Don't kill yourself. Alright, so this has to be a very important understanding that really, really, it is not every successful Christian in business, alright, that is an apostle in the marketplace. That has to be clear. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me lead you to say this confession. Say loud and clear. God wants me to succeed in all that I do. Say it again. God wants me to succeed. He wants me to prosper in all that I do. But the prosperity upon my life or a life is not necessarily a sign of God's endorsement. It's not necessarily a sign of God's endorsement. I choose to do it with God. Yes, and that's why I believe that God wants us to be blessed. Right? Because if you, listen to me, if you are not blessed, other people who may not really like you will control your welfare. I know that something is coming upon the church in this season, and I'm aware I'm one of the men that has seen it. Something is coming. And that's why I'm so excited, really, that you all are here. So you can see growth and know that it is not scam. Do you get what I'm saying? The only thing that will not work in life is what God doesn't have a hand in. Before I begin to lay this emphasis, I need to let you know that poverty can never be spiritual. What I mean is that poverty can never be divine. Do you get what I'm saying? Ogami. Poverty is like nakedness. To have a desire, sometimes that somebody's life depends on, and the fellow does not have money to buy it, it's like they've killed the person. I pray for you from my heart. You will never be poor.
Amen.
Can I hear that amen loud and clear?
Amen.
From the depth of my heart, I pray. All the wisdom it takes to bring you into where God is taking you to, receive it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Are you aware that with certain levels of blessings of God upon your life, there are certain things that can't kill you again, all things being equal? Hold on. Are you aware? Can I explain? If you have your car, it is difficult to enter one chance and they kill you. True or not true? And I saw yesterday on Sarah Reporters, I watched with tears in my eyes the Catholic priest that was buried, that was killed from Edo State, and another pastor that was abducted in, is it Casina or KB, I can't remember where, and his two sons, 19 and 23, killed. The mother said, I have forgiven the killers. Perfect. He said, this is the will of God. Please God for it to happen. No. To believe it please God is to empower more. There are certain things you have to know in your life. It doesn't please God, sir. The day you know that God is not the one behind this predicament, then you can cry to him for freedom. If you think it is God afflicting you, you love it. And you see, don't endure what you should reject. Are you following what I'm saying? There are things that are not part of God's plan. It is not in his interest for your life. What your life represents is beyond. For instance, now I can stand here and tell you this week we'll buy our own sand and do all this thing. It is not in the interest of those who listen to me that they can't get a message to hear. It is not. But I've been trained to be rugged. I can preach with or without mic. But it does not change the fact that if something is not balanced, somebody's life too somewhere will not be balanced. Do you get what I'm saying? When you know that God is interested in your life becoming a spectacle of his power, then you are going to have demands. You are going to. Alright? You will have desires in the direction of his will. I need to lay this foundation before I begin to say the things I want to say. Because most, like I said, it is difficult for us to have the body balanced many times. So, one of the things I know God is going to be doing in this season is that he's going to be raising pastor for pastors, apostle for apostles, teacher for teachers. And the reason is so there can be what? Balance. Are you following what I'm saying? It is not in God's best interest that you are poor, that you die young, that you are not healthy, that things are not fine. And now, somebody says, Pastor Papa, what you've said before, that sometimes God allows some things happen, yes, when you are disobedient. He's not the one that will do it. He just steps back. And the devil has always done his counsel, though thinking he's working against God. If the prince of this world had known, they would not have crucified a lot of glory. He has not stopped doing those same foolishness. So it becomes like a rod of correction that brings sons to glory. But in the best interest of God, God would have preferred that sons would mature through the word. God wants to mature us through the word. That's basic. It's as basic as that. I don't have to be sick to receive healing anointing. Now, you didn't get what I'm saying. Jesus did not have to taste sin to carry away our sins. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying? Is this simple enough? I like it very simple. Is this simple enough? Now, are you aware that God wants you blessed? He does. He does. He does. Praise God. So I said, we are going to produce dangerous Christians if we speak about prosperity without speaking about discipleship. We're going to produce what kind of Christians? Dangerous Christians. If we speak about prosperity without speaking about what? Discipleship. Alright, we're going to have dangerous people. Alright, listen, see. Money itself is a force. I would have loved to ask you how you were thinking the day you held the highest amount of personal money you've ever held. Not your school fees. Personal money. You may just discover that your appetite changed. True or not true? It just changed. That's the truth. Unless you are trained. We must get to a point where no amount of money moves us. That's the truth. Alright? Have you held at once 10 million personal money before? 10 million. Don't answer. Just in your heart. Anyways, you know 10 million now is equivalent to 6 million 2019 in terms of value. They are just taking away the value and leaving you with these zeros. Say Baba. This is what we have. And amazingly, hope is a dangerous thing, though. Hope can keep you in a spot for life. Because the window of hope opens every 4 years. Now is obedient. In all honesty, I'm also obedient by the grace of God. Because you just did something to keep you mentally sane in this country. Let's try something new. But check history. Not one man has ever, not one man will ever singularly change the direction of a nation. Any nation that moved from one class to another, it was because the middlemen woke up. Pure history. If any nation will change from one class, go and check the story of Singapore and all that.
the middle class simply woke up? How did America leave their Great Depression season? The entrepreneurs woke up. That's the way nations change. So Nigeria is going to get better when you rise, when you rise, and when you rise. Can I hear a big amen to that? Alright, so let me go into my subject. Because I'm very passionate about governance, so sometimes I might divert a bit. And because I want you also to be passionate about it, is that okay?
Yes, sir.
I said I want you to be passionate about it.
Yes, sir.
I want you to. Alright, so it is not going to be balanced for us to teach about prosperity without training people on kingdom matters and teaching people contentment. Because the desire for more can actually be the root of several evils in your life, if not guided. So many miss training on how to be prepared for money, forgetting that money can make the beast out of a man if he's not well prepared for it. So, who are apostles in the marketplace? This is a term that is used to describe believers in the marketplace. Apostles in the marketplace, that term is used to describe believers in the marketplace whose purpose, this is a term used to describe believers in the marketplace whose purpose there is first to use the wisdom of scriptures. This term is used to describe believers in the marketplace whose purpose there is first to use the wisdom of scriptures, the flawlessness of their character, and the intelligence operating upon their lives to solve problems in the marketplace. So, let me come again. This terminology is used to describe believers in the marketplace whose purpose there, the word purpose there indicates that there's an assignment there. They are not people who just miss road and appear in the marketplace. They have a definite assignment there. Sometimes in schools, in banks, all right, in politics, in entertainment. Is it possible for a born-again spirit field to be called to entertainment? Yes. You know, yesterday night I was thinking while I was coming down to Lagos that I should do a 1-hour stand-up comedy show. And myself, I'm the comedian. To show Christian comedian on how to do it. You don't believe that I can be like that. Look at you. You don't think so. Because we are in the days where the comedian has to be sound in doctrine. Now, is it possible that we have a Christian who is not called to worship like that an embassy? But it's called, hold on a minute. Let me know if it's called. Who is not singing worship like Nathan Ebasi, but is singing love songs like Johnny Drill? And is a born again Christian and understands doctrine. Is it possible? Now, you see, your mind is still in different junctions of the past. And depending on where you are right now, there's a struggle to now come to where we are. Now, this is one of even the most basic stuff. So when I said I should host a comedy show for 1 hour, now you don't think it's possible. What do you feel? Like, all will he do? He will come here and be saying amen, amen, amen. See, I got you laughing already. Praise God. And I think a lot of things in this, my wild head. Many things. I know many things by the help of God's Spirit upon my life. I know one single video I can do that will become a mass movement for the next person the youth wants to win election. I don't have to crack my head about it. It comes by the help of God's Spirit. So there are many things that people are trying to think for. The operation of God's wisdom brings it to your table. Amen. If I am a politician I'm going to be a politician that will be studied for years to come. You don't think so? So I just believe that there's a grace upon my life. And when you have that grace, you succeed anywhere and in any field. You do well anywhere and in any field by the help of God's Spirit. That's the way it works. So the purpose of the apostles in the marketplace is to use the wisdom of scriptures. And there's a reason why you have to mark that word. The wisdom of scriptures. Then the flawlessness of their character. And the intelligence operating upon their lives to solve problems in the marketplace. So mark those words. The wisdom of scriptures. You know, I was at the airport. Muitala Muhammad Airport. Yeah, in Ikeja. Yes. And somebody just passed in front of me. And I looked up. I said, hold on a minute. This is called Charis. I was wearing his shirt and his trousers. I'm just walking and pass. I said, well, this guy is a billionaire. He could buy the entire airport. And yet you still find him on the street preaching. Now, listen to me. The reason why it matters that he's on the street is not the first person that is on the street preaching. But the reason why it matters and they say, oh, look out, my God, he's on the street preaching, is that even you that you want to say Christianity is a scam, you are not as blessed as he is blessed. You are not as productive as he is productive. If he comes to tell you Jesus is Lord, you listen. Because everybody listens to who is fruitful. So you cannot say, listen to me now, listen to me. You cannot say you are an apostle in the marketplace simply because you were able to compel the organization to have morning devotion every morning. No. Are you also able to lead them to make more profit annually? So I also have different organizations running and people are employed. If they tell me that we are able, we've signed morning devotion, that's your business. Now, am I a pastor? Yes, I am. But tell me, we start morning devotion. What I want to hear is, tell me about the profit margin. We review our business model every month. Tell me, what new can we do? If I'm asking you that question, and you are saying, man de kabalai, kabina nama, I will send you away in Jesus' name. That's the way it will happen. Praise God. What I'm saying is this simple enough for you to understand. So it is not just that you are, because you know there are fanatics. Are you aware? They say, oh, since I got to this organization, this. First and foremost, is there a proof of what God can do upon your head? And this goes to every area. And academically, come on. You want to be fellowship president of your on your campus? Fantastic. Just don't be the one seated and they are wondering, ah, president, what's happening here? There is a need for higher manifestation of God's wisdom to prove what God can achieve through a man. So you have to succeed. You have to do well. The reason why it is even important you do well is because now you no longer represent just you, you represent God. If you claim to be managing a brand, make it the best of the best. And I beg people and I say to them that, listen, excellence is never automatic. Anywhere you see excellence working, there's a mind that is insisting on quality. And not just insisting, you insist by demanding against all odds. Is that simple enough? So this is a term that is used to describe believers in the marketplace whose purpose there is to use the wisdom of scriptures, the flawlessness of their character. So there's a need for wisdom, then there's a need for character. Alright, because the end of what you are doing is that people will see your light and magnify your God who is in heaven. So that character can obscure that light if not worked upon. Alright? They use the wisdom of scriptures, the flawlessness of their character, and the intelligence operating upon their lives to solve problems in the marketplace. and ultimately point men back to God. So you have to solve problems in the marketplace, then point men back to God. So in my years of living, one of the things I found out that is not too common, and you have to believe me, is intelligence. Many people talk, but not many people are smart. That's the truth. And because I love to solve problems, I love people, so I love to lead people and see them upgrade from one point to another. So many times I've been worried that, God, is it like this person was created to think like this? Is it that this person was created not to see things better? Now, because I've also taught in schools, and there are times I look at some students and it's like everything I'm saying is touching their forehead and bouncing back. You see, this is what I've just said. I say, what did I say? Look at you and more. And then there's another guy in the class who may not even be as big as this one. And everything you say, tell me what I said. You say, this is what you have just said. You set your exams, your tests, and all those things, and then they give you the correct answer. And there are times you even intentionally give them something you don't expect someone at their level to understand, and they still get results. So intelligence can be genetical, that's one. But I'm also going to tell you this. Please hold on. Now, there was a boy in a school I was teaching at some point. When I got into that school, the headmaster called me and said I should not bother myself about this boy. Alright, that he believes that his mother just wants him to at least finish, then can go and learn a trade. One day I was teaching in class and I heard somebody sobbing. So I looked back and I saw the boy, a small boy, was crying. So I said, what happened? He couldn't talk. So I told him to follow me on a walk. So I told the security man to allow me to go out with him. So we went on about 15-minute walk. So I was asking about his life. And he just looked at me and said he was just thinking if one day he will ever be like me. I said, you are better than I am. Because when I was like you, I didn't have a teacher like me. So, I brought him closer. And at the end of that term, he was still at the bottom of the class. So, I sat down and I looked for a name. One thing, speech and prize giving day. And I looked for a name for something, best in something. I just looked for one English, bought the gift myself, then made sure that that was called first. So the boy was given that gift. The mother was just crying, that, oh mommy. Now what happened was very amazing. The next time we're having speech and prize giving day, it came second in the entire class. By the time I was going to, the boy was coming first, was just a principal. You know, there are people like that, just principality on their own. So, but before I left that place, they were already ruffling shoulders together. If you learn to celebrate your small wins, you'll be inspired to think better and produce better results. Everybody is smart. That's the truth. You just have to celebrate the little things that you are doing well. And I've seen it work. I've seen that the same way a man can be very skinny and you don't even feel there's any hope for flesh, and the man can go to the gym and start gymming, and not somebody who is popping steroids, you know what I'm saying? But somebody who's just gymming, eating the right things he should eat. Before you know it, the muscles are finding expression in the legs, in the hands, the abs, and everywhere muscles are coming out. Because they can be stretched. The mind also can be stretched. So we have to understand as believers that the interest of God about our lives is beyond just making it to heaven as known entities. He wants the world to be a better place by the impact of his wisdom upon our lives. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm just going to leave it there. No human scientific breakthrough ever happens without divine intervention. That's the fact. Whether it is acknowledged or not. You know, I don't like speaking like a researcher. This is church. Alright? But that's the fact. Put your right hand on your head and say, I am very smart. And intelligent. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus. Now, look at everything around. God did not create all this. True or not true? Did God create this wristwatch? Did God make this suit? Huh? Talk to me now. Did God make these clothes? The ACs, he made them. Oh, God made the clothes? I mean, show me a scripture where God is a fashion designer. Did God make this air condition? Did God make these fans? When God created the heavens and the earth, he expected there would be seasons of cold. Talk to me now. There will be seasons where there is summer, where there is heat. Talk to me now. There will be winter where everywhere is almost freezing. Huh? And so on and so forth. And yet he left man covered with his glory. Right? Are you telling me that? Okay, so as long as they are covered with that glory, they are not going to feel the natural things every human being should feel. Now, are you in that glory? Talk to me now. You need to understand, there is no different glory. Then are you in that glory? The difference is that now it is in your spirit, then it was on the outer part. What that means was that Adam was like granite. The outer part was actually the spirit. It was the fall that shrank it. Sorry, don't let me go into theology. The same glory. So God expects when you are tired of clothes, of eat, make clothes. When you are tired of the sun, provide shelter for yourself. All I'm going to give you is the brain that can think in cooperation with my spirit and then solve your problems. Did God give them fire? Huh? Were they supposed to be eating fruit all their lives like monkeys? Who taught man how to cook rice? Who made the first soup? Who boiled the first meat? Who fried the first fish? Who roasted the first chicken? Thinking. As you think, your life becomes more comfortable. And there are still more things we can get done. And we have to cooperate. We have a brain, but it's not enough. With the impact of the Spirit of God upon it, we can solve unbelievable problems. We can. One person seated here with a very well scripted content can change the political narrative of Nigeria today. One person here with the impact of God's Spirit upon his life can think something out and get the best team to produce it, and nobody can stop the move. But it takes more than just the production for it to go as it should go. The impact of God's Spirit can spread it. But the impact of God's Spirit. See, one thing I've learned about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit does not cooperate with mediocrity. So it is not even going to spread. Even the Holy Ghost will not endorse it. The Holy Ghost will say, what do you think I am? I remember, you know, those of you who watch Big Brother Naija, I'm not a fan. I believe we should be busy with more. I believe there are more programs that should have been more entertaining than watching some adults in the same house for weeks. But every now and then people have come out from that place and want to ride on that fame to produce songs. Okay, you don't know. Man, you see, most of you just know the Bible, but not so well also. So when you speak, even the things you are speaking is not touching anywhere because you don't even know what it means to be in their world. You are your issue is not that you are born again. Your issue is that you are scared. Simple. If you invite me to Big Brother House to come and speak to them, I am not going to speak as a pastor. I'm just going to speak facts. And by the time I have 15 minutes to speak, I'm sure over 50% of them will pay their Bibles and say, I'm going home. I'm leaving this place. And I'm not going to mention Jesus. And I'm not going to say amen. Because we have to understand what it takes to penetrate certain quarters. We have Jesus, but Jesus is not the key first. You don't understand what I'm saying? He's still the one that is going to get the job done, but he has placed something upon our lives that he also respects, that thing should be the key to open the doors. Are you following what I'm saying here? So we need to respect that. We need to understand that. So God wants us to use the wisdom of scriptures and the flawlessness of our character, then the intelligence. Write that word in capital letter. Intelligence. Operating on our lives to solve problems in the marketplace. So if you feel you want to represent God, you've not been called to hold the microphone like every other person, you've not been called to preach like Pastor Femi Lazarus, I'm going to be in the marketplace, I'm going to be in these, then I want to beg you in the name of God, before you begin to call Jesus there and mention that he has sent you, be smart. Simple. Be smart. And that's not an advice, that's an instruction. Be smart. Be smart. Alright? Let me say this to you. If Ed Ayo is here this morning, alright? I'm so excited. If you have any of my portraits you see, he makes them. He comes down to Ibadan and spend the whole time with me. Now, I don't call him to come because I like him. That's the honest truth. I say the way he makes me smile when he's taking picture. Who does that help? He simply does what I think is the best job as far as I'm concerned. So when you are the best, you'll be in demand. Once you are in demand, then you can begin to make your own demands. You can't make your demands until you are in demand. That's the truth. I saw a video somewhere and it kind of made me laugh. Amen. A boy was going for a job interview in a multinational company, and when they got the notification of the interview, he invited his friends that they should all come for the interview, all his friends. Let them come for the interview. So by the time they were calling the first person, it was his first friend. That one has nothing to do with the interview. He had nothing to do with the job. He is not coming for any interview. But he dressed and entered with suit. And when the man was asking him question, he just began to tear his own clothes. Was saying, leave me alone. Why are you beating me? Leave me alone. And he tore his clothes, dip his head inside water, removed it, tore his clothes. Why are you beating me? Leave me. And then he jumped out by himself as if somebody threw him out. And he was shouting, please don't throw me out, don't throw me. And he threw himself out. And all the other folks who came for interview ran away, except that one that is their friend. Then the man came and he was the only one on ground, so they gave him the job. I said, Now that's the wisdom of this world. This is not the wisdom, because if you use that wisdom to secure a job, you will need that wisdom to keep it. The intelligence or the wisdom of God upon our lives should make us become the best among the best. That's simple truth. Now, let me say this to you. One of the reasons why people don't respect us as believers is that, listen to me, and that's the fact. Most of our people who are strong with pronouncements don't have the needed resources to back it up. And those who have the resources don't know Jesus. That's one of the reasons why they don't respect us. Or somebody is in an organization, this is the best dressed Christian in this organization, but also the least productive in the organization. This is the most decent person in this class, in this institution, but also the most underperforming student. So there are only few times where we can, and whenever God sees a man that can combine success plus divine abilities, it is always a bomb. That you are spiritual enough alone is not enough. The problems of this world need more than just these things you are celebrating. I'm telling you because this is fact. As we gather like this every Sunday, powerful. But you see, what matters is what we do and what we are able to make beyond this place. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is difficult. It is very easy to talk to a lecturer about God if you're the best in research. And he makes you his friend. And whenever he wants to mark some work, he calls you around. What opened that door was not Jesus first. It is what Jesus placed upon your life. Then you can now begin to state your terms. And if the church does not understand this now, you see, yesterday I sat down, I waited about 4 hours at the airport, and they were postponing my flight. And God spoke to my heart and said, whenever you see a man shouting, it is a sign of weakness. Why? What happened during answers? First, people had to be many before they can be called powerful. Are you aware that when you are not strong in the things you be strong in, it is numbers that gives you power. Alone, it is nothing. Now, you don't understand that. So, first people had to be many. Then, they had to be shouting. Then, they had to deny themselves and sleep on the street and do many things. Why? Simply put, there's no power. All what that thousands of people across all the states in the country achieved, one person that has the scepter of authority will do it in 5 minutes. I don't understand. You will not have to live a life where until there are numbers, you are not doing well. God will make you a pillar. Amen. Say that amen again loud and clear. Amen. I say again, God will make you a pillar.
Amen.
And you, just think about what I've just shared with you. Let me say this to you, all right? All the net worth of Africa, all right, as a continent, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Tesla owns all that net worth plus extra.
Hold on a minute. Elon Musk can buy most countries in Africa with their infrastructures. Alone. It is not about numbers. When they were sharing the land for the sons of Jacob, Benjamin received the smallest. Benjamin, the smallest. Then Judah also received small portion. But when the first king will come out, it was from Benjamin. The man who will give meaning to the essence of what Christ came to die for was also from the tribe of Benjamin. It is not about size. It is about quality. Hold on a minute. And that's why you can see a very small man with a very big bodyguard. Because when there is substance, stature is nothing. Now, see, I'm not teaching as one that is beating the air. No. Do you desire an increase in your life? Talk to me now. Do you desire it? Now, I believe that one of the reasons why, now look at where, I'm not sure most of you are following, all right, the bill they are trying to impose on us now. It's a broadcasting bill. I can't remember the name of the bill again. They are on the matters we speak. They want to control and monitor everything that goes on. They've silenced one part of Twitter. They want to silence more. They want to make sure some things can trend, no agitation, this and all that. All right. And all those things keeps coming and coming every now and then. And one of the reasons why these things are happening is because we don't have strong people there. If we have a strong man, when Jesus Christ died, he had 12 disciples. One had betrayed him. But the person who had what it takes to collect his body, without that, we may not even have a gospel. Because God is so wise, he understood at different junctions, different things will be needed. Alright? What's the name of that man? Joseph the Arimathea. Alright? That guy could do that. Not just because he had the Holy Ghost, but because he also had the resources. When Jesus resurrected and the chief priest heard it, what did they say? They paid the guards to lie that he did not rise. That his disciple took his body. Whoever has the economic power controls the narratives. We come to the end of first service. Now I want to bless you. And this I want to do from my heart. Now, are we teaching greed? Talk to me now. Are we teaching greed? No. We are discussing resources with purpose. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Now, I was going to share something. One of the reasons why this government in all their... You know, this government is very vicious. If you know the kind of things they are closing in on us. In all their viciousness, there are fathers they cannot attack. Not just because they are spiritual, but because they are also productive. The biggest landlord in the entire Nigeria is Redeem. Single private landlord, Redeem. One of the most productive single Nigerian we have seen in the history of this country, Bishop Wede. Now, it's not that we are just creating Christian universities, they are topping. Apologies to those of you who can't go for service now. You've been trapped. Ask you. Age is counting. Many things is counting. You just can't go. Alright? In the same vein, there are students who will not receive the teachers in some private, some secondary school, government or secondary school, because coppers will not come.
They have to wait every year for math teachers, for physics teachers, for chemistry teachers. But now those students will have to be pushed like that. But one man can change. If there's anyone who is being mobilized now, they are finishing from private universities. God doesn't like the problem of Nigeria and the problem of our world. He wants to put the key in your hands. How many goats, how many cow can you finish? Okay, what is your definition of enjoyment? You go to America and take pictures. You go inside summer, there's so much heat, you have to wear singlet. You go inside winter, there's so much cold, you have to wear like 7 jackets. And then you take pictures. And I wrote something on Twitter last week. That you are truly great when you no longer need things to validate you. They're powerful, you need to understand them. So I understand that when God increases me, it is beyond me. I want to bless you from my heart. And I speak into your lives this morning the wisdom key that will open the treasures of this world. God will give you.
Amen.
He will use you to wipe away the tears of the needy.
Amen.
God will help you.
Amen.
The same grace that came on Joseph in tough times in Egypt, that while the world was going through recession, the same grace that came on Daniel, those graces will rest upon you.
Amen.
You will produce results excellently.
Amen.
The mercy of God will preserve you.
Amen.
God will put the key in your hands.
Amen.
And through you, the kingdom will be established.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now rejoice and give God praise. Now let me ask you a question. Have you really been blessed this morning?
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries.